The 2015 Cricket World Cup is underway down under in Australia and New Zealand. Afghanistan is making its first ever World Cup appearance. USA Today sports reporter Martin Rogers writes that Afghanistan's qualification may be, quote, an early contender for the most remarkable and unlikely sports storyline of 2015. Martin, what makes it so unlikely?
It's just incredible the way that this team has developed and cricket has really sort of taken on a life of its own in Afghanistan. Obviously, we all know about the incredibly serious social troubles, and it still remains a war-torn nation. But this group of players who are battling the odds against some of the best teams in the world have really done a tremendous job just to get to the World Cup, and then to really try and hold their own against world-class opposition.
Well, you write, quote, cricket in Afghanistan had no organized structure to speak of a decade ago. Was the game even popular recreationally?
Barely, yeah. It really didn't have any kind of footing at all. And most of these players who are now representing their country and representing it with pride learned to play in refugee camps in Pakistan, where the game is obviously very popular. And a lot of people just sort of picked it up from there with the most basic kind of equipment that you should imagine, not much in the way of organized coaching or training, but just sort of fell in love with the game and used their natural talent and sort of, belief and pride to make a career of it.
The Afghan team is captained by Mohammad Nabi. Tell me a little bit about him.
Yeah, Mohammad Nabi's had a pretty fraught and fascinating history. He was a refugee. His family were refugees following the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan, obviously in the early part of the 1980s. And he really learnt to play cricket with nothing much more than sort of sticks for a bat and a battered tennis ball in this refugee camp. He was accepted into a local men's team in Pakistan. He was spotted by a touring English side. He gained a scholarship to study and play cricket in Britain and is now captain of his national team and actually a hero in that country.
So it sounds like cricket has become popular in Afghanistan now.
It definitely has. I think there's an argument to be made that it's very much the national sport. There's no doubt that this team has been a symbol of hope, and you do now see kids playing in the streets.
So I have to ask, how does the Taliban feel about the popularity of cricket?
It was actually the first question that Andy Moles, who's now an Englishman who's now the coach of Afghanistan, it was the first question he asked in his job interview. You know, is this something that is accepted by the Taliban? And it actually is. Cricket is something that sort of delineates the two rival, sort of facets of society, if you like. And it's something now that is so popular among the community. It would be foolish for any political party to sort of take a stand against it.
As you mentioned, the team is coached by Andy Moles, an Englishman who last coached in New Zealand. Is it fair to say his current job includes a few more logistical challenges?
Oh, it most certainly does. Yeah, the basics of getting to practice on a daily basis and getting back to the hotel again, you might have to go through 8 or 9 checkpoints. There have been practices where rockets have been fired overhead. It's things that certainly most coaches don't have to deal with in international cricket. And what he's done with this team is very impressive. They lost their first game to Bangladesh, but they did put up a strong fight, and they're really showing that some of these smaller nations can compete. And you know that in Afghanistan, these games are being watched all around the country by people crowding around television sets and hopefully in a positive way, really bringing the community together.
Martin Rogers is a sports reporter for USA Today. You can link to his piece, Afghanistan Prepares to Make Cricket History in World Cup, at onlyagame.org. Martin, thanks for speaking with me.
You got it. Thank you very much.